I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
You don't have to pay high-end prices to give your home a high-end look. Transform any room today with brand new blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no surprise Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window coverings. Go to Blinds.com now through August 18th and save up to 35%. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Matt Nagy's second season as Bears head coach and Mitchell Trubisky's third season at quarterback. A new optimism surrounds the Bears. Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp. Trust us to cover it all on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Another road game and another brutal loss for the Cubs last night. They blew a 5-0 lead, lost to the Phillies 7-5 in Philadelphia. In the bottom of the ninth, Bryce Harper stepped up to the plate with the bases loaded.
Cubs 5, Phillies 3. A stretch for the 2-2 from Holland. He delivers. A swing and a high fly ball, deep right field. It's going to be a grand slam.
Pat Hughes with the call last night on The Score, and the Phillies do complete this three-game sweep of the Cubs. The Cubs' road record now 23-38 on the season. Joe Maddon's team will go again tonight in Pittsburgh. Cubs versus Pirates here on The Score pregame at 5:35 this evening, and Kyle Hendricks on the hill. Ben Zobrist went 0-3 last night in his first game with AAA Iowa as he continues his rehab assignment. On the West Coast late last night, the Angels held on to beat the White Sox by a score of 8-7. Jose Abreu with two home runs in a losing effort. Mike Trout was 4-4. Same two teams tonight at Angel Stadium with Lucas Giolito on the hill. NFL tonight, the Bears will play their second preseason game when they face off with the Giants at MetLife Stadium. And in golf, Justin Thomas and Jason Kokrakker tied for the lead at the BMW Championship. They're both 7-under at Medina. This scoreboard update brought to you by Fisher Oven Roasted, Never Fried Snack Nuts, Never Fried Nothing to Hide. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:35 here on The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thank you, Kevin. This hour is brought to you by Honda CRV. Search ContinentalHonda.com for the continental difference.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
With the bases loaded and one out.
Oh my God.
Deep to right field. Way up there and way. Second deck walk-off home run! Grand slam, Bryce Harper! Wow! The Phillies have come from behind to win it 7-5! Six runs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. A remarkable come-from-behind victory. It's a stunned Cubs team that has been swept out of Philadelphia.
Middays on The Score.
Wait, the crack of the bat. And then I'm assuming that's the analyst. Just, can we hear that again, Rick Camp?
It's Crucky, right?
Oh, I don't. Do it two with the bases loaded and one out.
Oh my God.
A murder. That's, somebody call the police.
That's John Kruk. That's Jets Johnny Kruk doing his
Oh my God.
That is Kruk. Yes.
So
that is
great.
Kruk. And you do it all
the
time. It's Jim Ross, your guy, right?
Oh, man.
Joe Ostrowski is in for Dan Bernstein this morning. I'm Connor McKnight. It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show, and it is a post-op today. That's what this is. The Cubs were slain by Bryce Harper and the rest of the Phillies for three straight days in Philadelphia. They've got Pittsburgh tonight. That game's on the score. It's a 6-10 start. Kyle Hendricks and Joe Musgrove are the starters there. White Sox get the Angels, by the way. That's Lucas Giolito going for the White Sox, so you're allowed to watch it if you want to.
I know you're not allowed to give predictions on this show, but
are
the Cubs
stridently forbidden? Yes, you cannot give a prediction.
So you threw it at me earlier, but I got to throw it at you. The Cubs, by the way, -140, 150 some places road favorites.
Are you kidding?
After the last 2.5-3 months.
Whoa, hold on.
Yes. No, they are.
I'm new to the sports betting thing.
Uh-huh.
I've only wagered a lot of money on a couple of majors in golf tournaments this year, and pretty done fine.
Did you bet the BMW?
I did not bet the BMW.
That's not bad.
I did not bet the BMW.
It is cool that all the stars of golf are in town.
It was. It's awesome. I thought about doing it, and then I was on the road. You know, I was on vacation over the weekend, and I got back and doing a lot of
catching. It's a lot of research for golf.
It
People
is.
Don't know.
It is. I like doing the research, though, because I learn. It's weird. I'm super nerdy, but I do the research and then I learn about the courses while I'm doing it. Like, that's kind of
have
fun.
Have you gotten
for me.
Into the stats?
Yeah, some of
They're
them.
Really, some of them. They have so many.
I like.
Joe, you asked the question?
Okay, but I didn't know if he went that far. If
probably,
he was just
probably
looking
not
at
as
form
deep,
or course
probably not
history.
As deep as you have. But I do like. I like approach work. Like the. I forget the stat they call it. Second shot stuff. Like,
yeah.
Your approach into greens.
I like. Tee to green.
Tee to green, that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. I like
strokes
that
gained.
As being somewhat predictive for my tournament champions. I find that to be a pretty
fair point, Rick, though. Very good.
Yeah, that's where big nerds on this.
Have you looked at the
show.
Stats?
Yeah, I have. I've perused the stats.
But yeah, the Cubs. Huge favorites.
So you're saying, so that means if I were to bet $100 on the Cubs tonight, I would win $140?
Incorrect.
No? I would have to bet $140
You'd have
to win $100?
$140, $150, depending on your shop, to win $100 with a team that has not won a road series in their last 12.
Now that feels, I've watched a lot of Cubs baseball lately. That feels like a sucker's bet to me.
You can take the Pirates.
Feels like something I don't want. Well, I don't want to bet
extra
the Pirates.
Money.
I sure as hell don't want to take the Pirates. They're a disaster.
Yeah.
They're
you could bet
disaster.
100 on the Pirates and get 130 back.
Maybe. Maybe. See, now Joe's
doing then you don't
have
to watch
thing.
The Bears. Then you'll be all in on the Cubs game.
What decision were you, as a Cubs fan, I'll ask you 312-644-67, which decision did you find yourself most kind of agape on? Was it pulling Darvish when you did? Having Holland have to go after Bryce Harper, not walking Bryce Harper. I know some are upset about that. You shouldn't be. But when Darvish pitched brilliantly and has since July. He's been one of the best starters in the National League in terms of strikeout rate and walk rate, strikeout to walk ratio, all that stuff. Been fantastic. Through 92 pitches, he struck out 10. He went 7 innings, and he was done. They had the conversation. Joe and Hotovy and Darvish all talked. He was done. I don't think they'd lie to you about that. That's just, why?
Did they lie when Lester said again and again, I was done?
Yeah.
I told them I was gassed?
I don't know. I think that's, they say you're gassed, and usually you don't have to go back out there unless you're getting, unless you're Alec Mills and everything's getting shellacked and it's your job to get sent down to Iowa tomorrow. That's the process you have to go through. Because if Joe, I'm the guy who told you, and you should listen to me on this. When Joe has to treat you, Darvish, with kind of, kid gloves all beginning of the season, when he's walking 6 and striking out 7, and you, that's a great start because he didn't do this, that, and the other thing. That helped get you to this place. You now have to listen to that pitcher. I hate taking a guy out when he's dominating like that just as much as anybody else. But when he checks in with you and lets you know that that is it, and I have begun to lose it, you do need to be able to trust a bullpen with a 4-run lead. You need to be able to trust him with a 4-run lead.
Joe talks about process over results with Lawrence Holmes all the time,
sure.
And I agree 100% with what he's talking about. We can't, after the fact, and say, oh, well, Joe messed up here, Joe messed up there. In his shoes, should he have pulled Darvish after he said he was done? I don't have it. Yeah, I know he's gone at least 108 pitches 3 different times this
sure.
season, But after 92, and you need him for this stretch run, he was telling you he's done. With that lead, with where that game was in hand. Now, I do wonder if it's a one run, if it's a tie game.
Sure.
Is Darvish going out there for the inning? That kind of jumbles up the equation a little bit. But given that situation, I had no issue. You have to be able to use that rested bullpen. I know you don't have all your bullets, but they are pretty much rested, to go and get six outs.
Yes.
And this is what you have to deal with. We know all of the guys that are out. Do we have to learn that? We know Strope's done, man. Are we there? It's,
you know, I
this 5.46 ERA is 4.74 FIP.
He is a pending free agent.
Doesn't have the same velocity. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I wouldn't necessarily say that you don't bring him back if the price is right, because name for me the other arms that you're going to bring back. Like,
yeah, but he's an end of the bullpen guy.
No doubt. Yeah, I think the high leverage days for Pedro, like going into next season and saying you've got your eighth inning guy all set with Pedro Strop, I think that has to change, which is unfortunate. It really sucks, because that is one of the best Cubs relievers in the last 50 years. I mean, he's been that kind of consistent. The strikeouts have been there. I know it's painful when he blows leads and blows saves. It is for every reliever, but that's one of the best they've had in a good long time.
Big part of your World Series, big part of the best trade in Cubs history, probably.
One of the best, yeah. Probably top 10 trades in the last, well,
Major
I mean,
League
since,
Baseball.
Since teams got real stupid, you know what I mean? Like, since the Babe Ruth stuff, you know, since we had,
yeah.
Since Jackie came up, all that kind of thing, since integration, that's probably
this
one of the
worst. This is
the
time when
trades.
Dan Bernstein says the Lou Brock trade wasn't bad.
Yeah, this is, thank you for filling that in. It wasn't a bad trade. My God, though, and here's another thing, too. You've got you're coming off the night where Hamels, the Hamels game is the one loss you really deserved, right? Well, I suppose you deserved them all, but the one loss that you can kind of go, okay, that is a pitcher who absolutely got lit. He didn't have it and hasn't. And even in that first start back off the injured list, I think he got away with some there, and he got away with some hard contact, was able to get out of it with a decent enough night. Cole Hamels, by his own admission, came back too soon from his last oblique injury. He pushed things, mechanics got off, he wasn't able to get to the 92, 93, 94 mile-an-hour fastball, which let him not set up the change, and of course, there's mechanical issues with lead to accuracy things, too. Took him almost a year to get over the issues that came up mechanically from his last oblique.
Mm-hmm.
Sahad of Sharma was a dogged reporter last night, the night before, asking Cole Hamels questions about, did you come back too soon? You know, is this same thing happening? Is this different? Cole Hamels insisted up and down, it is different. It is not the same thing. I feel better this time. This isn't the same time. Okay, fine. I suppose I'll take him at his word. But that means 3 days from now, he's going to have to show that. And if you are now dealing with a Cole Hamels that is compromised, then this rotation is dependent on you, Darvish, dependent on Jose Quintana, and waiting for Kyle Hendricks to come back and pitch the way he has. John Lester's probably not in a playoff rotation once you make it. And I do think they still make it.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
No, he'll be in there.
He'll
be in there because he's John Lester and it's Joe Maddon at the helm. Of course he will. But, look at the strength. The problem that I have with this team right now, the road sucks, but they are still a talented enough team to win the NL Central. They just are. Look around.
I
think they will.
Yeah.
So they make their first round. They play their best of five. And the strength of this team right now, the starting rotation, is the thing that you'll cut back, the thing that you will reduce. You will take a starter out of the rotation. You'll go to three men. You'll go to, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-mm.
You will take one of your best players out, because that's what you do in the playoffs. Other teams add in a hitter, or don't have to rely on the bullpen depth, or whatever. You know, I mean, all these teams get to shorten up everything else. It's like a basketball team that now gets into a short series and doesn't have to play their eighth and ninth guys. They just go to the sixth or seventh man. It's like Duke in the NCAA tournament. They have to reduce a strength. They don't get to add things. They're going to have to pull back from their starting rotation. That's a bad place to be.
So part of that decision, with Theo and Jed and Joe are talking about it, isn't just, I think when we think of, okay, who are your starters going to be? Who are your top three guys? And right now, I have no idea. Don't ask me what the order is.
Darvish.
Because you pull him out of a hat. Yeah, I mean, but would if with a rested rotation, are you really putting him out there in game one? I wonder if they would. But which of those guys, these five guys, if they're all healthy, which is also most likely to succeed in the bullpen? Do you think John Lester is that guy? He's been a starter his entire life. He loves routine.
Yeah.
Cole Hamels probably not that guy either.
I guess that's right? The other guy I'd trust probably, or the guy that I'd vote for, Darvish, Cole Hamels.
Darvish, no.
No, you can't do that. Not the way he's pitching. You need
can't,
five
and
or
you
six.
Probably wouldn't want to.
But the other question then is this. You will have to go to the bullpen, and you'll go to it early, especially in a Kyle Hendricks start. Joe loves to pull Kyle Hendricks from playoff starts. So
the tandem.
Now do you piggyback? How healthy can you get in the bullpen before these playoffs start to begin with?
Even though he's on a roll right now, what we're saying by process of elimination is that Q's your guy?
I think so. And even that, game two guy. I'd like to have a win in the bank before I have to go to Jose Quintana because the blow-ups for Jose, as much as I love Q and have been telling Cubs fans that you got to appreciate the guy a little bit more than you have, the blow-ups have been big, you know, mm-hmm. And you are not a team that's gotten yourself out of a whole lot of messes.
That's once
with
a
the
month.
Offense.
Once a month.
Yeah,
feels that way. But Lester's blow-ups happen
around
this time every year.
And pretty similar.
We saw one from Hamels the other day. We saw one from Hendricks the other day. See, this is the problem. That is the strength of the team, but you can get to each and every one of those guys.
So this from the 630, what are you smoking? Do you think the Cubs are going to the playoffs? I would imagine that is a Cubs fan who has just watched the Cubs over the last couple of weeks, because if you watch the rest of the division, you'll see the same issues. You'll see the same lack of depth. You'll see Josh Hader getting lit. You'll see the Cardinals bullpen being what it is. This is a division that everybody thought was going to be like around 90, 92 wins. 90, 93 wins.
High. That's very high. That's
not,
very
not Walton. 88 is going to win this thing. 80, yeah. 87 might win the thing. And I think that the Cubs are the most talented team in the division. And if you think that that's ridiculous, then think about what I'm saying. I don't think the division's that good. That's really what it means.
They're 15 games under 500 on the road, and they're in first place. That tells me everything that I need to know about the division. Well, they're so great at home. I understand it. Back to my point, they are such a mediocre team. And yes, we may be saying they're going to win the division, and they'll be in the playoffs. They'll get a series. They'll get a shot. But they're not going anywhere. And I heard you guys talk about this the other day, and I've been saying this over the last couple of years. I'm on board with you here. We got so used to saying, just get in.
Yeah.
Just get in.
Right.
And you never know because baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like hockey in that way. Just get in. In this current format, that is not the case anymore. Look how much it has changed ever since you have that coin toss wild card matchup.
Yeah.
And the advantage that you have as the team at home, waiting on the opponent, with your rested one going against their two. I don't know. Maybe they had to play a tiebreaker to get in.
Yeah.
Maybe they're three.
Maybe they had to go to two big guns to get out of the first game, you know?
Last few years, Cubs, Red Sox, Astros. I mean, look at the teams that are winning World Series. During the regular season, all of them were one of the two or three best teams.
Yep.
Like it doesn't feel like you can just get in and then shock the world anymore.
So that's kind of the question. As soon as Theo said, well, I guess as soon as they noticed, really, because he said the offense broke after the season was over. But I you know, obviously they felt the offense breaking at some point at the end of last season. What then is a success? Because to me, you know, winning a World Series is the end goal. But I've been telling you for a while, they accomplished that goal. And when you look back at this era, regardless of the disappointment that Cubs fans have been through the last two seasons, this was mission accomplished. This was a World Series championship. Dreams of a dynasty were dreams. You know, that's what you're looking at there. And were they achievable? Sure. But you got done. That team got done the thing that was undoable for over a century.
And you're in the Final Four how many times?
So now what do you have to do? You have to get yourself out of the situation you mortgaged yourself into. You know, you spent a lot of money paying for pitchers when you didn't develop your own. You spent a lot of capital investing in a whole bunch of hitters to find the couple that would make you an offense that could win you a World Series. Okay, Great. But that has come with consequences. And the consequences, at least as you feel them today, are two guys on an opening day, two guys in a bullpen that were there opening day. The consequences are none of the five in your rotation being homegrown. The consequences are not a whole lot of cheap options to replace those who are overpaid and underperforming, like Tyler Chatwood or like Yu Darvish last season, or like Ben Zobrist, who's not here, though I guess he falls into a different category, but it's still money that had to get spent.
There's a lot of guys. Morrow falls into a
absolutely
different category.
These are the things that you've got to overcome. And I think you're at a point now where a lot of Cubs fans are asking, okay, what next? You know, how best to quickly get yourself out of this spiral? And it takes something drastic. It does. It takes something monumental.
That's why I didn't think it was a crazy conversation when we were talking about the most recent trade deadline, if they were going to do something big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they decided against that. I wonder if it was still... If they had the later deadline, if they would have done something.
If they had an August waiver move deadline,
if they would have been able to just do something.
I don't think there's any question at all that knowing your August tinker moves were now off the table.
Yeah,
that a lot of GMs
did them earlier, right?
Yeah, that a lot of GMs got some of those out of the way and then kind of maybe fool themselves isn't the right word, because these are 30 smart people, 30 smart front offices for the most part. There's the Marlins, but that all kind of get what it is they're trying to do. But I think some thought that the small moves they made were enough. Like, okay, we've accomplished these things. We have retooled the roster just a little bit. That'll be enough. Some
or
of these clubs needed drastic changes.
Or enough to move on from Joe
to
say we gave him all the pieces to succeed, even though he obviously doesn't have them. And all that is not on the front office. It's they've had a lot of injuries at the same time, just where you just decimate a position.
Yeah.
They've gone through 7 second basemen. I mean, who thought that was going to happen at the start of the season?
I think you saw that as a position of kind of incredible depth, with Zobrist to Bodie to Happ.
Russell.
I mean, all four of them. And Descalzo, too.
You had five guys. Legally, we're not supposed to say his name anymore.
Well, we can't?
No.
I missed that email.
I thought
email.
That was in the most recent contract.
I missed it.
I don't have a contract. But yeah, I mean, we don't.
312-644-6767. The Cubs have sent us all spiraling. We'll take a couple phone calls when we get back.
Can I tell you, I'm really looking forward to the midway experience in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
I
that's
found
coming up
some
too.
Stories that
Did
are
you?
Just ridiculous.
Excellent. That's the way we like it, on the midway. Just ridiculous. The Cubs have been exactly that on the road. Got a couple ideas as to how just potentially things may change over the next few weeks. I don't know that that's enough, but I think changes are on the way for Joe Maddon's club. Explain exactly what we mean when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
The 2019 NFL season starts in Chicago. Thursday night, September 5th. The epicenter of the football universe is Soldier Field, where the Bears and Packers rivalry is renewed. And Ford presents The Score's coverage leading up to game time.
Trubisky fires in the open.
It's Trubisky versus Rodgers. Matt Nagy versus rookie head coach Matt LaFleur. We're covering all the drama leading up to September 5th. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. On radio.com sports station. Coverage brought to you by Ford. Inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. This week I filled plenty of airtime commenting on the exploits of Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr., as I always do. So when did this ilk of wide receivers turn into such egomaniacal divas? My esteemed NFL Today colleague, Coach Bill Cowher, offered a darn good answer. Fantasy football. I think fantasy football has made that position, Cowher told CBS Sports HQ, adding, it has created a kind of selfishness and a way for us to judge players. It's hard for them not to look at that. You talk about a team sport, yet we're talking about individuals wanting to have specific numbers. I think fantasy football has made that position a lot more divisive for a team from the standpoint of they're looked upon a little bit differently than offensive linemen or defensive linemen or any other player besides quarterbacks and running backs. Well said, Coach. Fantasy football has ruined the league. I'm Boomer Esiason.
CBS Sports Radio. I promise
never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
You don't have to pay high-end prices to give your home a high-end look. Transform any room today with brand new blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no surprise Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window coverings. Go to Blinds.com now through August 18th and save up to 35%. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The 2020 Nissan Rogue has tech that helps protect you from threats in every direction. Whether it's this bike on your left, this truck on your right, or using rear cross traffic alert to help you see this convertible behind you, whose driver doesn't see you backing up because he's retracting his roof. Fancy. This is protection in a world of distraction. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Dramatization, do not attempt. Rear cross traffic alert may not detect all vehicles. See owner's manual for safety information.
Don't miss Old Navy's Saturday Steal. It's a big one. All jeans are a huge 50% off. That's right, all jeans. Plus, get graphic tees for the family for just $5. Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/17. Jeans excludes in-store clearance. Select tees.
At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're all really frustrated, obviously. And a stretch of play that nobody's proud of. And I think you find out a lot about what people are made of during stretches like these. It obviously can't continue. It's not acceptable. And there have been too many words about it and not enough action. Change is obviously called for if we keep playing like this. But there's opportunities for everyone to do better. Every player, every coach, everyone associated with what we're doing right now. It's not satisfying.
Is this a new low?
I think we're all extremely frustrated and too many possibilities with this team for us to define ourselves as this. I do not think that's going to happen. happen. I'm not going to walk down the street humming my favorite song and breathing in the fresh summer air while the team is playing. Like, there's only anyone. Not only are you going to find anyone around the team in a good mood right now.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ryan Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. We're down in Bourbon A.
A year ago at this time, when you walked onto, you know, training camp and it was your fourth season, you had a new coach. You had a lot of uncertainty. And you, let's face it, there was a lot of skepticism surrounding the Chicago Bears. That doesn't exist anymore. In one season with 12 victories, it all sort of vanished. How different is this training camp this time around?
David, it's a completely different feel. The culture and the chemistry of this team, and led by our head coach, good things are happening right now. And I think for a combination of reasons, one of them is the development of a lot of our younger players is getting better and better. Obviously, Coach Nagy and the culture that's been established under him. So it's a good feeling right now. We know we got a lot of work to do, but the culture and the chemistry of this team, the young talent we have on this team, and led by our head coach, good things are happening right now.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
My God, don't do this! Please, don't do this! Look at your family! Oh, my God!
After a shot heard around Chicago, Bryce Harper takes Derek Holland deep into the Philly night. Grand Slam wins it for the Phils, and the Cubs are swept on the road. Another road series loss for your Chicago Cubs. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. I'm Connor McKnight. He's Joe Ostrowski. Dan is out. The Midday Midway is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Joe has promised us ridiculousness. We're getting into another Cubs loss and kind of the issues and situations pulling around it. And I guess, you know, for me, I don't know if a lot of Cubs fans have been here for a little while. I've certainly tried to take a day-to-day approach and, you know, kind of live like you're dying and let Jesus take the wheel and all that stuff.
Oh,
all those,
God, Carrie.
Yeah, just all the cliches, right? I've tried to put them all down in there and just kind of live the baseball season the way one lives a baseball season when you're not doing a pre- and post-game job. And now I can't help but look down the road. You know, now I can't help but really think about the way this team needs to change and stay competitive all at the same time. And I think a lot of Cubs fans, it feels to me as though a lot of Cubs fans are getting there as well. And more things seem less and less ridiculous. You know, like the idea that we floated on the show about what would it look like if you traded Wilson Contreras before the trade deadline. Crazy people have floated about trading Chris Bryant before he becomes a free agent. Reshaping the pitching rotation by letting go of Cole Hamels and, I don't know, moving bullpen, all these kind of things. Now all of them seem a whole lot less ridiculous than they used to because something has to be changed.
Right. How is this? There are offensive issues. This isn't a 2019 thing. This isn't 2018. Really, it's been 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
They are the same all-or-nothing offense, and you're right. They do have to make a change, but what do you do to go through with something truly impactful? Do you have to mess with that young core four? See, when you mentioned Contreras right away,
yeah,
I consider him as a guy that I expect to sign an extension in the offseason, even though he's been dealing with some injuries.
Yeah,
they did with Hendricks a year ago.
Well, listen, you can't find, and that's, it's value. You know, this is the kind of value that you need to get value back for. And I don't know that you can find a Chris Bryant trade out there that's going to keep you competitive in 2020. I don't think that's there for you. I don't think teams are flipping the guy that's going to be a starter for you in 2020 for Chris Bryant. And I don't just mean in the rotation. I'm, you know, talking about it either way you want to go with this thing. Contreras is a guy that I think does bring some of that back, perhaps, because the contract value is low, because the control is pretty high, and it is something that you could probably play with.
So what did it take to get a Bauer, right? Isn't that what we have to consider, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think so.
See, listeners are going to get so sick and tired of hearing this, but it's a real conversation that they're probably going to have to make a choice. Bryant or Baez.
Yeah.
They're going to have to. I mean, they're complaining about money right now. They haven't even started paying the really good players yet. So once you get to there, can you possibly make it work?
Well, I think it's worth noting. You're right. I think it's worth noting, though, that regardless of the fact, you know, if you're just talking financially, regardless of the fact that you've had some expenditures in, you know, Zobrist, which is just kind of a strange thing, the Yu Darvish deal, which did not look good in the first year and a half, and I think Cubs fans could probably see how that's not a great contract for the long haul, though he is pitching incredibly well right now. Brandon Morrow's not throwing all.
Would you rather have Jake?
He's not throwing at all. No, I would rather not have Jake. Thanks. No. But, you know, even with those that money spent, it's still going to be complicated for them to fit Baez and Bryant under the same payroll, regardless of how well other guys are playing or the free agents you picked up. You spent the money. Even if you didn't, those bills were going to be really tough to pay.
Where are the young guys that you won't be paying then?
Well,
where are they?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Nico Horner going to be your opening day second baseman?
David Bote needs to be a hell of a lot better at $3 million a year. I mean, that's the kind of guy that they signed to a deal. And this is why I get you're bringing up Wilson Contreras as an extension candidate, because if you can get something done that's relatively cheap, especially for the next 3-4 years, you know, 10, 12, you know, something in that range. And you go, okay, that's a doable thing. And that's a quality player, and he can catch a little bit.
But it goes back to where you started with this conversation. What are you going to change? What's really going to change with this team? Over the next couple of years, a slot in the rotation, we know that's going to be immediate, right? I don't think they're going to re-sign Cole Hamels. Maybe they will. We'll see how things...
Cole,
see what he commands.
If he wants to be there, I would imagine they're happy to listen. But 20 a year for Cole Hamels coming off of the injury that he's clearly, you know, gotten a bump in the road for, yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah, he won't cost that much.
I don't think so.
If he wants to continue to pitch. The different, you guys always talk about it on this show. The difference with the Astros, who's this young guy? And the Dodgers, whoa, they just keep finding guys.
Right.
These young players that they aren't paying any money. Where are the Cubs' names?
Yeah, they don't have them. They don't.
And it goes back to what you said, how they gave up. They gave up for the last few seasons.
Right. And so that's something you've now got to extricate yourself from. The Baez and Bryant thing, you mentioned the two contracts there. They are going to have to choose. And we're getting a lot of Cubs fans, you know, text 67011 is where you throw your texts, saying, well, all this TV money now is going to help them pay for Bryant and Baez. Or the Yankees and the Red Sox, they spend whatever it takes. No, you're missing something here. Major League Baseball has a luxury tax set at this season, $240 million. It kicks up a couple of bucks each and every year. But teams are treating that soft tax as a hard tax.
Hard.
Last season, there were only two teams that exceeded the luxury tax. Two of them. Nobody goes over this thing. Every single ownership, and it's not just the Ricketts, every single ownership is treating that number as a hard cap number. Nobody wants to go over that tax. You get both of those contracts into the fold, you know, the Baez and Bryant extensions, you're getting way too close to going over that tax just by putting another 23 guys on the roster, regardless of who those guys are. That's tough to do in ownership. No ownership, seemingly, right now in baseball, no ownership has a taste for that. The Yankees and Red Sox and Dodgers, they do what they do and they spend what they spend, but they still treat that number as sacred. They choose to not go over it but once in the last 5 years.
I know. So many people approach baseball and say, well, it's just money because it doesn't matter. There's a hard cap. There is a hard cap.
That is how I would ownerships treat it, but they don't. You know. So you got to deal in the reality here. It is a capped league from the owner's perspective.
They got Kimbrel because of Zobrist.
Yep.
Let's remember that. It wasn't just, oh, the Cubs decided, okay, this team is worth it. We're going to dig into our pockets. No, because Zobrist wasn't playing and they saved all that money that they were able to go get a closer. Maybe an issue for a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 3-year deal. I don't know. it's your solution, I guess, in the ninth inning. I wonder if it'll be Joe's solution or somebody else's. Segment brought to you by Chicagoland Papa John's. Papa John's is giving you a free pizza this weekend. Buy one pizza at regular price and get a second pizza of equal or less value for free. Use the promo code FREEPIZZADAY on the Papa John's app or online at papajohns.com. That's promo code FREEPIZZADAY. The Midday Midway is coming up in just a couple. I've got some tales of crazy. I will tell you that much. We're going to do a poll here on the show about something that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing, and an old new television series no one knew might be coming back. Midday Midway's on the way. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Have a smart speaker at home? It's easy to listen to The Score. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com and stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly.
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across.
It's on the board.
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
Get to Old Navy right now. All jeans are on sale up to 50% off. From just $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Try on a pair in-store and save even more with $5 off your purchase of $50 or more during Old Navy's Great Denim Try-On-A-Thon. Hurry in now to find your perfect fit and save big with up to 50% off all jeans. Now at Old Navy. Valid 8/12 to 8/21. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, and jewelry. $5 discount valid with jeans purchase.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body-slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to the Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com. Sports.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You gotta put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
You don't have to pay high-end prices to give your home a high-end look. Transform any room today with brand new blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no surprise Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window coverings. Go to Blinds.com now through August 18th and save up to 35%. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. participating locations. Limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
The Midday Midway is brought to you by Eon Clinics. He's Joe Ostrowski. I'm Connor McKnight. Dan's out. It is the Midday Midway. We've got Cody Decker, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, coming up at 11:20. Get into the Bears game that's happening this evening at 11 o'clock.
And Bill Walton. Of course. Late tonight. Your nap in, people.
And Bill Walton is coming up. Get your nap, get your peyote, or whatever it takes to watch a baseball game for you. We began our conversation this morning talking about the epic loss the Cubs suffered at the hands of Bryce Harper last night. Then we talked a little bit more about that Cubs loss. Then we talked some about the issues surrounding the Cubs. Then it was, about the Cubs loss last night. We talked about that, too. That's really been our morning, taking some phone calls from you. The Midday Midway starts now. So if you've ever listened to a podcast, you've heard of the company Tommy John, right? It's the underwear outfit that advertises everywhere. They released a survey. USA Today picked it up. It's 1,000 people, surveyed 1,000 different American citizens, and discovered that 45% of those surveyed have worn or will wear the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer. The results of the survey released this month on Tommy John's website. 13% of those surveyed say they wore the same underwear for a week or more. They said the men were 2.5 times more likely than women to wear the same underwear for a week or more. 46% said they own the same pair of underwear at least wore the same pair of underwear at least once in a year. Additional 38% said no idea how long they had owned their oldest pair of underwear. You can file me into that category. I have no idea how old my oldest are. But 45% of people wear underwear for more than one day? Are you kidding me? I have done it. Don't get me wrong. You know, traveling around or a bender or
laundry
something
day.
Like that. Laundry day. You're wearing the same pair twice in a row, something like that. But I feel disgusting.
Gross.
It is. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to have to go outside the house. I don't want to have to admit to myself that I'm wearing the same pair of underwear again.
I feel like everybody knows. Yeah.
45%. Are you crazy? You're not a two times guy, right? No.
Just occasionally. What?
Rick, I mean, this isn't a normal occurrence for you,
no,
is it?
No. If I'm like sick and I know I'm not leaving the house for the day, maybe.
Even
but
then.
Oh, you guys wear underwear at home?
Even then. Well, I mean, something around my pants region.
Right, exactly.
You know, shorts. Of
exactly.
Like a pair of basketball shorts and flip-flops or something. That's
you.
That's kind of the summer attire as well. I can't. 45%. It's way too many.
I was reminded of something because it's about a year anniversary. A year ago, I went to sign up for the Super Contest, which is this big NFL handicapping contest they have in Vegas every single year. And I was sponsored by a company. I'm not doing it this year, so I'm not going to mention their name. And they had a big blowout. It was their 10th anniversary. Just a big blowout. There are some things that I cannot speak of on the air,
so
you understand. We know what everybody says about Vegas.
Wow.
So at the Saturday night blowout party, a lot of things going on. And then all of a sudden there was a knock at the door.
Hotel door?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Dennis Rodman. There was a backdrop. There were people taking pictures and hanging out with Rodman. Yes, I was hanging out with Dennis Rodman for an evening in Vegas, and everybody was so excited to take pictures with him, and I was quite sad. It bothered me that Dennis Rodman, right? We've seen him, what he's accomplished in his career, the worm.
Yes.
He's at this party because somebody paid him, I don't know how much, to just show up and take pictures. I was sad. But anyways, I was reminded of this because it happened about a year ago, and there is a Rodman 30 for 30 coming out.
That's right.
For better or worse, September 10th, and I cannot wait to watch it.
So it, is it focusing on any one aspect of Rodman's life?
No,
like the
I watched the
thing?
Trailer. Yeah. I think the whole thing.
Okay.
The whole thing. And there will be a lot.
30 minutes on Rodman?
I don't know. Was it 30? Did you?
Well, 30 for 30. I mean, it's
sometimes they're an hour. Sometimes they're 2 hours. Together.
I'd like to see the long. Yeah, the Fab Five one was like a full 9 hours long, wasn't it?
There are some great ones.
That was just
that
a wonderful,
remember.
Wonderful show.
The OJ one was great.
The OJ one's great. My favorite.
The
we
U.
talked about
the U.
The U was awesome.
Yes.
The U and the SMU one, too. Like, those two episodes are fantastic episodes.
Even the two Escobars is my favorite, and that was like almost none in English.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that one. I forget the name of the... Oh, shoot. Yeah, we played the noise and everything, so we have to move on. But I forget the name of the one that was the Vlade Divac one, the two brothers. Two brothers? Was it just two brothers? Oh, fantastic. Speaking of... Well, we'll get to this one in a second. Did you know that there's a piece of technology, like future tech, on the road right now, and no one seemed to know? The self-driving freight truck startup called Too Simple has been carrying mail across the state of Arizona for several weeks. UPS announced yesterday, that its venture capital arm has made a minority investment in Too Simple. The announcement also revealed that since May, these self-driving trucks have been hauling the mail on a 115-mile route between Phoenix and Tucson. UPS confirmed this just the other day. It's the first time they announced it. It's the United States Postal Service, so I don't know how they're allowed to keep it in the dark like this. Maybe because it's the non-governmental arm of this or whatever, but self-driving trucks, man. I mean, we're getting close to the future. I'm kind of excited about it.
Why would you be excited? We're all going to lose our jobs.
Yeah, I'm also terrified.
All of us.
The radio robot hosts and the radio robot
everything.
There's
already some of those out there.
Yeah, well.
Robot's gone. All right, this will be a quick one because it's confusing. So this came from The Sun, okay, in the UK.
Oh, perfect.
Furious vegans slam Morrison's. There's a restaurant there.
Okay.
Furious vegans slam Morrison's veggie version of the BLT that uses carrots instead of bacon, claiming it's just a salad sandwich.
I mean,
when you remove the bacon from the BLT,
yep.
What do you have? These are the ingredients that they use: smoky carrot strips, tomatoes, lettuce, vegan mayo on malted bread.
Yeah, that.
So you remove the bacon. Yeah,
it's a salad with croutons.
Okay.
It's a salad with two slices of crouton. That's what that is. Although I am kind of, is it any good? Like, were they happy about it, or are they just the anger?
No,
of
they were complaining because this is just a salad sandwich.
It is. I didn't know that this was going on, but you know how we constantly harp on television networks and movie studios for just running it back, sequels, reimaginings, reinventions,
TV
all this kind of stuff.
TV shows are back. Yeah.
I will read you this from the AV Club, one of my favorite places to read entertainment news. It's the actual smart arm. Not that the Onion isn't smart, but this is like the real news from the Onion. Back in August, the AV Club reported that NBC Entertainment chairman Bob Greenblatt had suggested that he was totally on board with resurrecting every hit show the network has ever had, an idea that's about as NBC as it gets. Now, TV Line is reporting, hold on to your butts, that the network is actually serious about it, and it has supposedly penciled in a revival of The Office for the 2018-2019 television series. They don't have a lot of details about it. NBC hasn't confirmed anything, but the report says the plan is for the show to remain at the Scranton branch of Dunder Mifflin with a mixture of new and old cast members. They are not expecting Steve Carell to be involved, and they're apparently searching for someone to play the new boss of the Scranton branch. I ask you, Ian?
Can I make a confession?
Please. No. Really?
I'm on season 2.
You just started last week. Oh my God.
Yes.
How's it treating you?
Quite enjoyable.
Isn't it?
Isn't it just lovely? I was going to send out some tweets about it, but I'm like, no, I'm just going to get bashed for hours and hours.
I can't. No,
I enjoy it. Initiate conversations with Shane.
Well, I try to avoid those, so I had no reason to watch for years and years.
I can't believe that. I would think that everybody would be happy for you in starting your Office journey.
Let's see how it goes.
I've never watched it chronologically. I've just seen, like, basically every episode and reruns.
Huh.
Yeah. And I'll sit there. I'll roll through 6-7 episodes pretty quick.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. I think I said the...
After Bill Walton, I'll stay up late and I'll watch half a season of The Office.
The second season might be my favorite season.
Really?
And it might be. It's up there.
So it's all downhill from here.
I think I misspoke. I said the 18-19 television season. Obviously, I meant the 19-20 television series, the one that is upcoming.
Yes.
I don't know how they break down their television seasons. The NFL season is on the way. Believe it or not, despite the fact that the preseason seems to just not want to die, the Bears will play a preseason game tomorrow.
Wait, so I don't have time to get to the woman whose family is suing a jail because she ate a mattress and died? So we can't get to that?
My kind of girl.
I'm so sorry.
She was going to have an exclusive on the Unfair podcast, but she died because she was eating the mattress, and now the family is suing the jail.
What was in the mattress?
In Detroit.
Was the bacon in the mattress?
No, it was not. It was not.
No,
suffocated after cutting open the mattress in her cell and purposely ingesting the stuffing until she stopped breathing.
Boy, that's dark. That is dark.
We're going to sue you.
No, I'm sorry. I did not mean to cut you off from that. I was just looking at the clock and trying to be a good host. I know Rick gets so angry at me when I go late. And now we are. Bears conversation coming up. What do you expect out of this second preseason game and what you should bet on? Because I'm gonna get that information from Joe before we get out of here. Plus, Cody Decker of Radio.com Sports is going to join us to talk baseball at 11:20. It's Bernstein McKnight on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Farmers Insurance knows that there's a not-so-subtle difference between the sound of a car hitting your rear bumper and the sound of a clown car hitting your rear bumper.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Sorry about that. He has a balloon animal. Add my information.
We call that a three-ring fender bender, and we covered it. At Farmers,
they know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
The 2020 Nissan Rogue has tech that helps protect you from threats in every direction. Whether it's this bike on your left, this truck on your right, or using rear cross traffic alert to help you see this convertible behind you, whose driver doesn't see you backing up because he's retracting his roof. Fancy. This is protection in a world of distraction. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Dramatization, do not attempt. Rear cross traffic alert may not detect all vehicles. See owner's manual for safety information.
Don't miss Old Navy's Saturday Steal. It's a big one. All jeans are a huge 50% off. That's right, all jeans. Plus, get graphic tees for the family for just $5. Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/17. Jeans excludes in-store clearance. Select tees.
Show transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
So you're always in the kitchen.
Like doing the show.
It's amazing you're not 300 pounds.
Is that why you're dressed like that?
What?
Shorts and white socks?
I'm always dressed like this. That doesn't change. I don't. I've been dressed like this for 20 years.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
So who's there and who's helping him? And maybe it's just David Ross. Maybe it's just Rossi goes down there with a catcher's mitt and works them out.
You could do worse.
No, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're joking, but that wouldn't bother me at all.
No.
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
Sipping the Kool-Aid
for his
100-year anniversary.
I didn't think it would reach me. And then I saw some of the stuff, and I was like, this seems like pretty cool.
And right before 6, when Mack and Parkins hand things over to Joe O. Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It all starts with just one thing. August is a great month to improve your gas mileage by properly inflating tires and taking your car in for a tune-up. And walk or bike to your destinations on warm summer days. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. Why does it, in your opinion, feel like so many in your profession are so guarded? Like the aura of secrecy in the NFL doesn't really allow coaches to show a human side. We're not asking for the game plan, but just a little normalcy.
Yeah, it comes down to trust. I mean, let's face it. You guys are sitting here doing your job. You're very passionate about your job and how you do it, and you want to be great at it. And I just think that for me, regardless of my experience, and lack of experience at this position, you know, last year being my first year, I just respect everybody as people, and I understand that, you know, you're trying to be the best you can be, so why not be honest with you? And are there some things that we have to be guarded in what we say without giving an advantage to other teams? Of course, but I just respect what people do.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the